Hi there, my name's Alan, and my girlfriend dumped me because I lost my home. Now, she lives in a building I own, and she's paying me rent. Shout out to Ineko Mukabeni for inspiring today's title, which ETU has enhanced. Watch until the end, and comment your title ideas for the follow-up of this story, or for a different one. We'll pick the most unique ones. If you can't think of a title, make sure to like the ideas you prefer in the community section, and enjoy the video. Serena and I had been seeing each other for only a year when it happened. I was tinkering with the window, which refused to shut, when my girlfriend came into my rented apartment, screaming and jumping up and down.
Oh my god, babe, I can't believe it, I can't believe it!
What? Serena, what happened? Calm down.
You're not gonna believe this. I memorized those numbers when you played them, and I've been checking and checking, and just check the ticket in your wallet.
And just like that, my whole life changed. I'd won the lotto. It wasn't a massive jackpot, only a few million, and I had to share it with two other people. But it still took me out of that dump I lived in. Instantly, my life went from 0 to 100. I bought a house. I bought my parents a house. And Serena and I moved in together. I bought myself a fancy car. And Serena got one too, of course. I bought everything I'd always wanted to have but never had the cash to buy with. Consoles, games, 3 top-of-the-line PCs, each one with their own purpose. The best fiber internet money could buy. Clothes that had to be delivered by a specialized truck. And toys. All the big boy toys I could ever dream of. I gave $1,000 to friends, family, even the barista who always spelled my name right. I learned to roll high at the casinos. And soon, I realized that no amount of money was infinite. The moment I started spending was the moment I lost it all. I never bothered with savings. I never had to. Not in my life. Because every month, I'd always only make enough to sustain myself until the next paycheck. I never had a dime to put into savings. So when I won a couple of million bucks, I thought I was set for life. I never invested either. I never knew how to. And I never saw the value of it. I thought, as long as I had my millions, I was fine. But the houses and the cars and the toys and the taxes, oh the taxes. All of those small little purchases added up to a pretty sum. And in a matter of 2 years, I lost it all. What's worse is that I'd already proposed to Serena. And I promised her the grandest wedding any girl could ever dream of. I paid the deposits. I bought her the dress. And I'd already gotten the diamonds. But months before we could even finish wedding preparations, the bill collectors came. I'd sunk myself into debt. I thought the money would just keep coming. I thought the interest in my account alone would keep me afloat. But I spent faster than I could make money. And in the end, I was worse off than before I won the lotto. I had to postpone the wedding. And when I couldn't pay for the services I hired, I was fined. And when I couldn't pay the bank for the debt I'd amassed, the repo crew came in. They took Serena's car. They took mine. They took the house. But thankfully, they couldn't take my parents' house. And so, it was my only choice. I had to move back in with my folks. But Serena was not having it.
You've taken away my dream wedding. You've lost me my car. My beautiful car. And now you're going to make me go through the embarrassing experience of moving into your parents' house? How dare you?
It's only for a while, babe. I promise, I'll be back on my feet again. That all doesn't really matter, does it? What's important is we're together. We got each other.
Go and shove that romance crap up your butt, Alan. I'm not living in your parents' house. The shame. Ugh.
And besides what? You plan on marrying me at a city hall?
How horrible. You're even poorer now than when we met. And I'm not gonna stay around for that. Goodbye.
She left just like that. She didn't even give me a chance. I thought she'd be back in the morning. I thought she just needed to cool off. But when I woke up, all the things were gone. I moved back into my parents' house that weekend. And all I had were what precious few of my old things that the bank didn't take. I had an old laptop and a bag of old clothes. And I got depressed. My parents picked me up though. They were eternally grateful that I didn't forget them when I was on high. So they helped me when I was low. They checked in on me every day. My dad tried to get me to go fishing with him every day. And my mom made me all my favorite childhood meals at dinner. They told me that this too shall pass. And that all I needed to do was get back up. So eventually, I did. But not before I talked to myself in the mirror and came to terms with all the things I did wrong. And there, in front of my parents' bathroom mirror, I realized what I needed to do. I wrote. I wrote about all the experience that led me to where I was. I wrote about winning the lotto. I wrote about how it changed my life. And then, about how it destroyed it. I wrote about the things I did wrong and the things I should have done right. And at the end, I gave advice for all those future lottery winners. I wanted to be their cautionary tale. I wanted to be the guy who told the story of his fall from grace, so that less people would have to experience what I did. And when I crossed the last T's and dotted the last I's, I went out there. I submitted my book to every publisher in town. And when they rejected me, I went to the next town over. My mom and dad supported me. Every time I got a rejection letter, they'd keep it. They wouldn't let me throw it away. One day, you will sell your book. And these letters will be here,
to remind you of how hard you worked for your goals. It made me cry when my mom said that to me. I couldn't have asked for better parents. About 100 rejection letters later, I finally got a phone call, and one small publisher finally believed in me. My book sold 100 copies on its first day. It wasn't life-changing, but it felt good. But a month later, I sold 1,000, and then 10,000. To date, I have sold over 200,000 copies of it, and it was around the 50,000 mark when I knew I'd make it. When I received my first royalties, I made sure to invest it. And then, I gave back to the people who'd helped me along the way, my mom and dad. I started a savings account, and an investment account. I bought a couple of apartments that I rented out so I would have passive income without having to work again if I wanted. My apartments eventually paid for themselves, and so I bought more. More and more until I was able to buy my own building. And if I wanted to retire now, I could. But my publisher told me I had a knack for writing. And so to this day, I write. I work and I earn. And I haven't made a single useless purchase since. I only buy things that can make money nowadays. I don't even drive. I just take the bus. Because as I've learned, the moment I drive off any car from the dealership, its value goes down. Just makes no sense to throw away money on something that doesn't go up in value. You know what the funny thing is? When I visited the new apartment building I just bought, I saw a very familiar name on the list of tenants. Serena. When she saw me visiting and she heard what had happened to me, she begged me to take her back. I just laughed. Come on, I know you still love me. You're changed now. I see you've changed. And I think, now you deserve a girl like me. Actually, I don't. What do you mean you don't? I don't love you anymore. And I don't deserve a girl like you. I deserve a girl who will stick by me through the good and bad. Not just because she found out I'm her landlord.
But that's not what I mean.
Yeah, you never say what you mean, Serena. And I don't like that about you. You're right, I've changed. And I left the past behind me because that past was immature and irresponsible. Why would I go back to that past by dating someone like you?
You're gonna regret this, you know.
No, Serena, I probably won't. I turned to leave, but Serena pulled my hair and started hitting my chest.
No, no! You have to marry me! You said you would marry me!
The security guard pulled her away, but I told him to leave her. It was enough embarrassment for her that the people who saw us were already filming the whole scene. You know what? Just for that, I'm gonna raise your rent by 10%.
What? No, I can't afford that. You can't do that.
Of course I can. And you really should stop living in places you can't afford. I left the building with a cheeky wink, and I never heard from my troublesome tenant ever again.